2. Listening and Speaking. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 4 sentences. Make quick responses to the sentences you have heard.
1. I'm terribly sorry to have kept you waiting for so long a time.
2. Let me have a look at the photo, would you?
3. I like summer because I can swim every day.
4. Smoking is a bad habit. You had better quit smoking.
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear a short passage. The passage will be read twice. After you hear the passage, answer the first question with the information you hear, and the second, in your own opinion, with at least 3 sentences. For the first question, you will have 30 seconds to prepare and 30 seconds to talk. For the second question, you will have 1 minute to prepare and another minute to talk. For many young people, studying abroad is a dream. You can get a chance to broaden your vision, to learn about a new culture, to make new friends in a foreign country, and to study at the world's finest schools. Now, let's look at one of the top universities from around the world, the University of Melbourne, Australia. This university has established itself one of the finest universities in Australia, as well as the whole world. It is located in the beautiful city of Melbourne. The school prides itself on being international and open to the world, and there are a large number of students from China. In 2004, the university celebrated its 150-year anniversary. The school now boasts 40,000 students pursuing degrees in architecture, medicine, law, and education. The university's Melbourne Business School is ranked number 1 in Australia and the Asia-Pacific region. Cricket is the major sport at the university, and basketball and football are also very popular. There are also teams for water skiing, surfing, and volleyball. If you apply for this university, your TOEFL scores are required to reach 577 or more. The tuition fee is reasonable. A Bachelor of Arts for international students only costs about $57,750. For many young people, studying abroad is a dream. You can get a chance to broaden your vision, to learn about a new culture, to make new friends in a foreign country, and to study at the world's finest schools. Now, let's look at one of the top universities from around the world, the University of Melbourne, Australia. This university has established itself one of the finest universities in Australia, as well as the whole world. It is located in the beautiful city of Melbourne. The school prides itself on being international and open to the world, and there are a large number of students from China. In 2004, the university celebrated its 150-year anniversary. The school now boasts 40,000 students pursuing degrees in architecture, medicine, law, and education. The university's Melbourne Business School is ranked number 1 in Australia and the Asia-Pacific region. Cricket is the major sport at the university, and basketball and football are also very popular. There are also teams for water skiing, surfing, and volleyball. If you apply for this university, your TOEFL scores are required to reach 577 or more. The tuition fee is reasonable. A Bachelor of Arts for international students only costs about $57,750.
Questions. 1. What does this passage mainly tell us?
2. Do you want to study abroad after graduation? Why?